Well, they talk about many of the settlers, the new settlers of these five outposts, running into the orchards so they wouldn't be arrested by the police. And, well, I don't know what they think of that, but my thought was, what are Jews running from Jewish soldiers for? Why are they proud of running into the orchards and avoiding arrest? And then the next sentence, that the one soldier told a settler that most of the soldiers were on their side, the very same soldiers, many of whom grew up in Judea and Samaria, are removing their friends and neighbors from their land. They should be thoroughly ashamed of themselves, and they're telling the settlers that the soldiers are really in favor of them, and Israel National News reports this as a very heartwarming aside in the evacuation of the attempted settlement.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, Barry.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Barry Shamish. We're talking about what's going on over in Israel and how the Jewish settlers who certainly have been taken out of the settlements there, and the ordinary, most of the soldiers are with them, but they're simply carrying out orders because that's what soldiers do. They carry out orders, and that's why we should not have a large standing army, because those soldiers in Israel can be used against the Jewish settlers. Soldiers in America can be used against American citizens. And tyrants always want a large and powerful army. If Israel's army was being used to defend Israel, it would be one thing. but it's being used today to destroy Israel and any hope that the Israelis have of preserving their nation. So go right along, Barry, pick up the story.
Well, I don't know if there's anything to pick up other than five new communities were established for one day, and there was joy in Israel, and there were people who saw hope where it doesn't, you know, hope does not spring eternal. That is one lousy, lousy cliche. But nonetheless, they had a good day, and then they were surrounded by soldiers, and then they were arrested except for those who ran to the orchards. And that is considered, believe it or not, unbelievably good news, according to Israel National News, because there is still hope springing eternal. And by the way, I get emails now from people who say, I don't have faith and I don't have spirit, and that's why I think that Israel is not going to survive. And I write them back and I say, I sure hope you're right. You know, what else can you say? But they believe that those who believe will overcome. And I believe there was a Holocaust 70 years ago and another one coming up, and that's not going to help all that much. But, you know, just a difference of opinion.
Well, it makes a lot of difference.
But something very remarkable happened that I'm going to report right now. And get ready for this. I'll try and explain it. I get an email from Moshe Liebler, a very well-known activist in Israel, from a very well-known activist family, and he writes me, he says that Mishpacha magazine means family magazine, the leading mainstream, middle-of-the-road religious family magazine in Israel, just started a three-part article on the missing Yemenite children, and they reported that Rabbi Meshulam, who I've we'll talk about. I met him, and more than just met him. But nonetheless, Rabbi Meshulam was a rabbi who was imprisoned for trying to expose the fact that the Yemenite children were sold to the United States. And this is what Mishpacha magazine reported, to be used in atomic experiments. They finally reported, I've been reporting this thing for 8 years now, they finally reported that Meshulam's claim is that the Yemenite children, the babies, 4,500 infants, mostly, there were some adoptions, but mostly they were kidnapped to be transported to the United States to be guinea pigs in atomic experiments between the years 1949 and the 1950s, mid-1950s. It gets even better from my point of view and even worse for the Yemenite point of view. He reported, according to Mishpacha magazine, that the leader of this operation was none other than David Ben-Gurion's right-hand man, Shimon Peres. This was in Israel's leading religious magazine, Mishpacha. And it goes on into grand detail of he claims. Now remember, Rabbi Meshulam is alive, but he was in prison, turned into a zombie. I've heard that he was just given a lobotomy. Other people say he was injected with strange drugs, and I can relate to him personally on this issue. But he claims that he had the shipping warrants from the Zim transport line. That is Israel's, at the time, was the government shipping line of Israel, Zim, showing that the babies were cargo, were listed in, as cargo in cages, 200 at a time in their ships. And he claims to have the shipping manifest that proves that they were shipped by boat in some, excuse me, in some circumstances, were shipped by Zim lines in cages to the United States to be used in atomic experiments. Now, I want to repeat, I wrote Moshe back, by the way, and I said, send me that article. I said, I'll send you my complete collection of DVDs in return. I gave a little thank you bribe. I said, I have to see these articles. Once I was vilified for saying that that's what Rabbi Meshulam told me, I'm now verified by Israel's leading religious magazine, and I repeat the name Mishpacha, or Family Magazine. Once again, everything that I wrote about a very sensitive topic is coming out in Israel. Yes, the kidnappings were for real. Yes, the children were used in atomic experiments. Yes, the operation was headed by the head of the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission from 1948 throughout the 50s, Shimon Peres. And yes, a major Israeli magazine has finally verified what I've been saying for 8 years.
Did any of the young people, survive the experiments? Do we know what happened to them?
Well, some, those who were adopted survived. They grew up in families being dark-skinned, obviously not looking like their parents. I knew a few of these people growing up, that obviously they weren't from the same background as their parents. Meshulam claims the total number of adoptions was about 500. Now, I met the most famous couple, Celia Levine and Margalit Hamassi. Now, this is an amazing story, and it's a complicated story. Margalit lost her daughter the usual way. They told her she was dead. They took her to a hospital for God knows what reason, any reason they felt like it. And then they informed the mother, Margalit Hamassi, that her daughter was dead. Through a remarkable coincidence, the daughter living in California was found. I met both mother and daughter. And by the way, you could not imagine two twins looking more exactly like each other. Now, here's what happened. The Yemenite Federation, led by Meshulam, had them DNA tested, and they were proven to be mother and daughter. And there was this big press conference, which I might add, I was there, where I met Celia and I met Margalit. Cecilia and Margalit. And they were charming people. And as I said, two peas in a pod. You never saw anything like this in your life. What does the government do? It hires Yehuda Hiss. Now, follow me, people, because I know this isn't easy. He is the chief coroner of Israel. He is the coroner who faked Yitzhak Rabin's autopsy report. And I caught him. I caught him dead to right for doing this. And a lot of people recognize that I said that Dr. Yehuda Hiss faked the autopsy report of Yitzhak Rabin. He did a lot more. He is well known in Israel for selling organs. He would replace human body organs of fallen soldiers, and he would put rags inside their bodies. He would put broomsticks inside their bodies to fill them out, and he would actually take the organs. And by the way, I don't think he sold them on the black market. I think we're talking about some occultic ceremonies where this stuff was used, because he also stole hearts. And I'm confusing you people because it's such a complicated story, but in one case, he took the heart out of someone named Alistair Sinclair of the famous Sinclair family of the Templars from Edinburgh, Scotland, and who died while trying to leave Israel, supposedly committing suicide. He sent back the body without a heart. Alistair Sinclair's father is a surgeon. He opened the body up, saw there was no heart, went crazy on Israel, asked where the heart was. Dr. Hiss sent another heart, except it didn't fit the heart cavity. I mean, God knows what heart he found, but it wasn't Alistair Sinclair's. This is an occultic maniac. All right? The government asked him to do a new DNA testing on Hamassi and the daughter Cecilia, and lo and behold, what was the name of this kind of testing? It's written in my books. Microchondrial? Does that name mean anything to you?
Yeah, mitochondrial.
That's the word. He did another kind of DNA testing that proved beyond a doubt that they weren't related. And that was the end of that story. there were about 500, according to Meshulam, actual adoptions. One was proven beyond a doubt. The first DNA test conducted by an Arab who was head of the Hadassah Hospital genetic laboratory and who was fired immediately afterwards. Okay, this is a true story. People, you have to buy my books for this. I'm giving you sound bites right now. The point is, the Yemenite children of the late 40s and early to mid 50s were kidnapped, about 4,500 of them. About 4,000 were used in atomic experiments. They died cruel deaths in the United States. I've been saying so for 8 years, and lo and behold, it's now coming out that what I was saying was the truth.
And, of course, lots of the similar things happened here in America. Those people who haven't read the Plutonium Files, the book is still available through Amazon. And, you know, they simply experimented on the mentally defective children. Our hospitals fed them plutonium-laced cereal. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with evil people. And some of them hold key positions still in government today. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Set and goes into great detail. I actually talked to the woman who wrote that report for the Veterans Administration. She was frightened to death at the prospect of coming onto the program and never would appear. But we do have the report, although it was suppressed at the time. I talked to the U.S. Publishing House, U.S. Printing Office. They told me they'd printed up 35 copies of this report for the entire nation. Now, they'd printed up other copies for the members of the committee, but only 35 copies for the entire country because they were so expensive. Ladies and gentlemen, we turn these out on our own little copy machine here at home, but we do have that. So, I mean, when Barry tells you this story about the children in the cages, I have no question at all this sort of thing goes on. We're really dealing with very evil men, and one of the most evil, obviously, who's still around is Simon Perez. So pick up the story, Gary, Barry.
Well, I got to tell you, just the fact that I remembered Margalit Hamasi and Celia Levine by name just shows you how much information you have to get from my books. I mean, I'm absolutely amazed that after reading about Uzi Mashulam in Mishpacha, Family Magazine, that this came to me on the radio show. So I'm going to plug myself right now.
Okay,
if you
right
want
ahead.
To know how the Yemenite children were kidnapped, I have two books. One is called Shapai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, and the other is called Save Israel. You get them both on lulu.com. You go to www.lulu.com. In the right-hand corner, it says search. Write in Shamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That happens to be my name. And you'll see these books. And then you go into the grander detail. In the archives of my website, BarryChamish.com, you'll find some stuff. But this is all ordered. And by the way, you can show people. It's not just a website. You can actually lie down in bed with the book opposite your eyes and you looking up the ceiling. It's a lot easier to read than a computer. I'm going to leave you my phone number. Well, my DVDs, including the latest, The Vatican's Campaign for Jerusalem, and my speech in Denver, it's 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And if you want to write me, it's Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at netvision, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N, dot net, N-E-T.I-L, chamish.netvision.net.il. Now we'll go back to a new subject. As I told you, you gave me like 5 minutes to organize our little talk today, and I'm just overwhelmed with stuff just from my emails, just from people writing me from Israel. And there's something that went on in this Sukkot vacation that I started, I think, to tell you about, but it's gone nuts. Now, if you remember about, maybe 2 weeks ago, a little band of neo-Nazis were arrested in Petah Tikva, and they were Russians, and they were not Jewish, and they were brought into Israel during the early 1990s when one Sabbatean Jew named Avraham Burg, whose father was directly behind the kidnapping of the Yemenite children, he was the interior minister of Israel during the late 40s and early 50s, all the Yemenites blame him as along with Peres. He's up there along with Peres for initiating and keeping this steady stream of kidnappings taking place. His son was the director of the Jewish Agency during the early 1990s when approximately 700,000 or 800,000 Russians came into the country, and about 400,000, half, were not Jewish. And now they're becoming Nazis. If they weren't before, I mean, who knows what they were before, but they weren't Jewish. But by any of the strict halakhic standards, by any standard whatsoever, the Jewish Agency under Avraham Burg, who today no longer views himself as a Jew, but a citizen of the world, and we can go into that a little later if you want, but the point is he brought in to balance off the overwhelming numbers of the religious and the religious Zionist community who are about to swamp the secular and the Sabbatean community. He brought in anyone who could be persuaded to leave Russia. Half the people he brought in weren't Jewish.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, Barry. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I do want you once again to get out where people can get your books from Lulu.com, how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, Lulu.com is really a remarkable thing. Anyone who wants to write a book and actually publish it, they will publish it for free, and then you split the profits. Were you aware of this, by the way?
No, I wasn't.
Well, I've got a tip for listeners who've actually written and can't get a publisher, you put it on Lulu.com, and they print out the books. They'll send it to your house a week later. A beautiful book, by the way. Lovely, lovely book. And you don't have to go to Advantage Publishing Company. I discovered this book when I became an exile in the United States and had no way to publish anymore, that you can actually go to Lulu.com, put your book on their site, and you split the profits so they store it forever. And that's what I did with, three quarters of my books, including the new book, which is Bye Bye Gaza, which I pushed the hardest, because it's so contemporary to what's happening in Israel right now. But nonetheless, what we just talked about with the Yemenite children, and by the way, we have not talked about the horrible scalpel, they put 35,000 times the amount of legal x-rays into all the Sephardic children of the early 50s, claiming they had ringworm children. That's in my book, Shabtai's V, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. You go to Lulu.com, you write Shamish, you'll see the list of books, and I talk about the horrible experiments done on the Sephardic children. The only living perpetrator of this crime is Shimon Peres, who is now the god-awful dictator president of Israel, and he's a criminal beyond what people understand. He's a mass murderer.
Well, I think, for our listeners out there, the Sephardic children, there are over 100,000 of them. 100,000 of them who were treated for ringworm, and certainly they treated them by irradiating their brains, their skulls, with massive amounts of radiation, far beyond what you'd ever use for any sort of trying to control a fungus. And there was a time when they used to use radiation, but very low doses. They didn't use low doses. They wanted to radiate their brains. And what happened to those kids?
Well, 6,000 died the first year. There's a movie called The Ringworm Children, which I guess about 2 months ago I put on my website, where you can actually see a brilliant Israeli production where they interview the survivors. Oh, they have tumors and amnesia, vertigo like you've never seen. They're a mess. The whole Sephardic community of Israel seeing the cancers come out right now. And this is another side of Israel that simply is not known in the United States, that the Sephardic children are now Sephardic adults, and they've got cancers everywhere you look. And this is the whole Meshulam issue that I got proven right now in a major Israeli magazine, that the stuff that people thought I was ranting and raving about happens to be the truth.
But you see, Barry, it is so difficult for people to believe that anything could be this evil, that they would kidnap, I mean, thousands, 4,000 Yemeni children, they would radiate 100,000 children. Why, who would want to hurt a child? Evil people who would want to hurt a child. It didn't end with the Holocaust. The same mentality is certainly working in some people in Israel and some people right here in the United States in key positions in our government. I would just comment, there was a 60-minute program yesterday talking about, you know, a million American children, American infants and very small children are now on psychotropic drugs that have not been approved for the use on children. They certainly may very well have effects on the brain like Ritalin does, but stunts growth and stunts the growth of the brain and stunts intelligence. They know that about Ritalin and they're still giving it, but now they've got another million American children recruited under the diagnosis of manic depressive, and so we've got to give them medicine not approved at all. But after all, you know, we've just got to treat these kids. And what's wrong with them? Why, they're hyperactive. Most of them probably are taking aspartame, and that's why they're hyperactive, because aspartame will produce hyperactivity, but now we can treat them with expensive drugs, probably costing the parents $1,000 a month for all those medications that are being used to destroy their children. But go right ahead, Barry.
Oh, I'm sorry you brought that up. I have my own problems with my own son, who is not with me in the States, only my daughter is. And this, I relate to this very, very strongly, that I doubt his behavior is all voluntary. It's very, very scary that my family is in Israel anymore. It's just too dangerous a place right now. Yeah, and you'd have to be nuts to make Aliyah to Israel right now until you have a revolution where you get rid of the, maniacs. All right, maniacs running the country. That place is just dangerous. Quite quickly, my website is BarryChamish.com. You can write me at chamish@netvision.net.il. You can phone me. It's only for orders, please, at 904-501-7605. Now, let's go back to the Nazis. Now, we began the subject, and now let's finish the subject. These 400,000 Russian Gentiles have only an amazingly small percentage. I think it's 12% considered the children of them, of course, of the Russians that came into Israel in the early 90s. Only 12% considered themselves Israeli. That's it. The rest consider themselves, amongst other things, skinheads and Nazis. This Sukkot holiday, they went crazy all through Israel. Swastikas and synagogues, SS symbols, you know, the lightning bolts, all over the country in religious neighborhoods like B'nai Brak. Religious families were harassed, broken into. You now have a regime of neo-Nazis in Israel right now. And it's just erupted ever since the arrest 2 weeks ago in Petah Tikva. But I want to tell you what the really worrying phenomenon is. A week after the issue in Petah Tikva where they arrested a gang of neo-Nazis, the government cut. There was a program called 1+1 which attempted to reach out to these lost Russian children and give them values and stop them from being Nazis. 348,000 shekels was given to this program every year and apparently was having an effect. The government cut it in half. In half, a week after the Nazis were arrested. They want Nazis in Israel. Now, go figure this one out, because it's not that simple to figure out if you think you know Israel. They cut back the program that would stop the Nazi gangs. And this who caught the Nazi gangs were at work like Israel has never seen. You see swastikas throughout the country now. On synagogues, they break into synagogues. They take Torahs. They ruin them. They vandalize them. This is happening in Israel, and nobody seems to know about it except Israelis.
Well, I think that that Israel is moving into this period of chaos and crisis that we can anticipate, you know, just before all hell breaks loose over there, and I don't know what's going to happen. I wish there was somebody over there that had the courage to lead a revolution, but I suspect the military is so infiltrated with your Sabbateans and those who hate Israel that nothing can be done to save it. But we'll have to wait and see because, you know, I as you know, as an evangelical Christian, I believe that God does have a plan and he intervenes. Sometimes he doesn't intervene the way we'd like him to. Sometimes he lets countries be destroyed. We'll have to wait and see what's going to happen to Israel.
Well, I got a pretty good hint of what's coming up. This is also really happening in Israel. It's the real thing. Our Prime Minister, the crook Ehud Olmert, who is being, by the way, investigated for all kinds of crimes, which if we have time, maybe I'll go into. If we don't, I'm going to just stick with the main point. Ehud Olmert set up a new committee, a prime ministerial committee, to revoke cabinet decisions he doesn't like. And this, by the way, I know it sounds fantastic. By the way, everything I say might sound fantastic if you don't understand what's going on in Israel. And I do mean I'm giving the reality and everyone else is not. I'm not being boastful about this, and I don't understand this, quite frankly. But there's a new Prime Minister's Committee. It is composed of Oh, boy, I could go through all of these names, but I won't right now. I've confused your listenership enough with what we've done already. But Ronnie Bar-On, Avi Dichter, and the Justice Minister, Daniel Friedman, in other words, the police minister and the justice minister are composed of a committee that if Omer doesn't like a cabinet decision, they can revoke it. Okay, let's just put it this way. Go to Ynet or Israel National News and read about Olmert's committee, and you'll see people are going crazy in Israel. What kind of a democracy is it when the cabinet votes on a decision and the prime minister has the right to revoke any decision he doesn't like?
It sounds like George Bush, who says, well, we have these laws, but I'm not going to abide by them. They call it signing decisions. But that, of course, is the path to dictatorship. And it certainly sounds like Olmert, just like our own president, wants to have all power and not be answerable to anyone.
Israel doesn't have a veto system. This never existed before. The cabinet voted, that became law. Or at least it was reverted to the Knesset, and it became law. What you have now is it doesn't make a difference what the cabinet decides. The prime minister can veto any decision he doesn't like, and he's got a really, really filthy group of people to help him decide what he should revoke or not.
Well, it sounds like Israel is really in terrible straits right now. And, Chris, if there was ever a time when you need patriotic people in charge of the country, it is today because, of course, the freedom over there, maintenance of Israel, remains in the balance. Certainly you could be facing either a war or you could be facing a total betrayal of the country with, of course, you know, tremendous concessions being made to the Palestinians, but will not bring peace. Unfortunately, I wish it were, but land for peace has never worked. It will never work as long as there's one Palestinian who wants to kill all of the Jews, and that, I'm afraid, is the attitude of many of the Palestinians.
Well, look at the timing of this new committee. It happened 2 days, 3 days after Abu Mazen, the so-called leader of the PLO, who was elected by nobody. In fact, he lost the last election, announced that Olmert had agreed to divide Jerusalem, all of the city, all of it goes, including the Temple Mount. It all goes to the PLO. Then what is it? 3 days later, Olmert decides that he's going to revoke any cabinet decision that he doesn't like. In the meantime, he is being investigated. Right now, he's being investigated for the latest of many scandals, the fact that he bought his home from one Daniel Abraham of the Council on Foreign Relations really a penny on the dollar. He bought a home for nothing and then sold it and pocketed the extra couple million bucks. Needless to say, that is selling favors. That is, if it wasn't Israel, you would call it pork barrel politics. There, I guess you call it beef barrel. Some of the kosher versions of the same thing. And it's obvious that Olmert abuses powers with his Daniel Abraham. But Daniel Abraham, folks, I got to remind you of this one. He was the business partner of the dead Utah Congressman Wayne Owens, and Wayne Owens flew on Daniel Abraham's private jet to Tel Aviv on December 18th of 2002, and was dead within 9 hours. This is the mafia at work in Israel at every level you can think of.
Well, of course, you know, most Americans have never heard of Congressman Owens and what befell him. Was there any investigation? Was there any outcry? I never remember hearing about it.
Well, I got a nice long letter, and I sent Katie Thomas my book with the article on Wayne Owens, and she just happened upon my article, and she understood that it fits perfectly with what she knew. She ran a newspaper in Utah, and she had been briefly covering the death of Owens, and she thought that it was a murder. Now she's more of an elderly woman with ties, and she's going to try and awaken the issue. I Spoke in Salt Lake City, and I've got a wonderful DVD. If anybody wants, it's called The Rabin and Owens Murders. You just phone me or write me, and it's my speech in Salt Lake City, and this pretty well, I spoke to his community. I spoke to the Mormons. There were 100 people there at a college in Salt Lake City, all to hear how Wayne Owens died. And look, people in Salt Lake City know that the Mormons were up to no good when it comes to Owens. They know that he was in on scams. They don't want the Mormon Church to be affected. The whole issue is covered up there, and my good friend Joel Skousen won't touch that issue. He'll touch every other issue, but he will not touch Wayne Owens, and I guess that's just an issue where you don't harm the church. I guess that's that.
Well, sometimes people have to do what they think is best if they want to be effective. And I have the greatest respect for Joel Scout.
So do I. Don't get me wrong. So do I.
Okay.
That issue he never, ever, ever touched. And I don't know what's going on in Salt Lake City. The people are very nice. And by the way, they've always treated me extremely well. And I'm trying to do them the favor of telling them that the same gang that killed Rabin, Perez's damn gang of killers, knocked off Wayne Owens as well. And I've got the proof. And boy, do I have the proof. That's in my book, Tide 3. At great depth do I have the proof of that murder. But what can you do? You try and do people a favor, and I guess same with Rabin. You can't move the governing powers.
Well, that's Savitsky and the labor Zionism. Isn't that the title?
Shabbat Shalom, labor Zionism, right. The Holocaust. And Joel gave a marvelous review of that book. A marvelous review. But I say it again, the one issue in that book he wouldn't touch was Wayne Owens.
Well, maybe there's a good reason for it, but certainly he's a very, 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 very good commentator, just as you are, and a regular guest here on Radio Liberty.
And he deserves to be. Don't get me wrong. There is no criticism here. As a matter of fact, I hosted Joel in Jerusalem, and he was a huge hit at a Rabin conference. But the business with Rabin.
We're going to have to let you go, Barry. We're out of time, but God bless. We'll talk to you again tonight. And we can cover the same thing. I think this was fascinating, especially the story of the tragic children.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin. and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Well, Dr. Stan, and those of you who heard our interview with Barry Shamish, you know, most people find it difficult to believe that they could have kidnapped 4,000 Yemeni children and put them in cages and brought them to America and killed most of them with radiation experiments. Most people find it difficult to believe that they could have irradiated over 100,000, you know, Sephardic children with radiation just to fry their brains. And because you see, the Sephardics, many of these are the direct descendants of Abraham, much more so than many other components of Judaism. And, of course, there is a conspiracy, a Luciferian conspiracy, to kill off the Jews. But believe me, this sort of thing can be done, and it can be covered up. For any of you who question this, one of the greatest atrocities of all time is seldom ever mentioned on talk radio, and that is the Great Hunger in China, where between 1958 and 1962, they starved to death of between 41 and 43 million Chinese. Now, if you go onto the Internet and you type in the Great Hunger, you Google in the Great Hunger, they'll use the figure 30 million, but the figure is really 41 to 43 million or 44 million. How do you cover up something like that? Why, you have freedom of the press in America. That means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. We're dealing with organized evil on a scale that is so difficult for people to believe. And a million American children are now being treated for manic depressive disorder. I mean, these are many times 2, 3, 4 years old with drugs that are not approved for use in children that may very well have deleterious effects, as Ritalin does, which, of course, stunts growth and stunts the growth of the brain. Dr. Peter Bragan, his book, which we you still can get, goes into the background of that. We're killing children, our children, children throughout the world. You've got to be pretty evil to want to hurt children. But they are people like that, real people today. We want to remind you about our October 28th all-day meeting here in the Monterey Bay area. We hope many of you can come. That's the Radio Liberty yearly seminar. Starts early in the morning, goes until 5:30. We're bringing in outside speakers. If you can possibly make it, give us a call. You're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get into some of the things Barry's talking about, from my point of view, we carry a book called The CIA Doctors. The doctors employed by the CIA, many of them were actually Nazis, brought over here after the Second World War to carry out the macabre experiments. The book used to be Operation Bluebird. It's now The CIA Doctors. We have a DVD, Operation Monarch, we think is very, very good. Of course, we have the books by Mark and Kathy Phillips, Transformation of America, Access Denied. You'll read some amazing things there about Dick Cheney. The book was written long before he ever became vice president. Of course, when he was utilizing the CIA sex slaves as, well, at hunting parties, but quite not the way you would imagine. The book, The Medusa File, that we carry, it's just going to be out of print very shortly, but we still have some copies of it. There's so much available at Radio Liberty. And, of course, if any of you would like to get our newsletter, we'd be glad to send you a free copy. But we hope you'll subscribe to the newsletter or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours every day. And, you know, on over 60 outlets, or almost 60 outlets every single week, we have a chance to reach people Well, we need your help to maintain the foundation of our network that we've put together. So if you believe that we're involved in a spiritual battle, that there really is organized evil out there, that there really are secret societies that tie into the occult and the other dimension, why give us a call? 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope that many of you will certainly get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. The occult hierarchy that rules the world, Brotherhood of Darkness, my book, Forbidden Secret, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning DVD, Riddles in Stone DVD. Get the information, understand, and help us educate the American people while there's still time.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
GCN Radio Network. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guests. And, well, the guest this hour is Josie McDonald, and Josie is going to be speaking to us from the Great Britain, where she lives, and I see they have a farm there. But Josie is a woman who's been dedicated to trying to expose the problems, the very real problems as far as genetically modified food. And sometimes people say, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, Josie McDonald is just one person, but a determined person. And she has spoken in Europe many times to large overflow audiences. And in many of the countries of Europe and the parts of the European Union, genetically modified foods, which of course are rampant here in the United States, they banned them in Europe. They banned them over there because people understand the danger of them. You'll never read that in the American papers because they don't want you to know. They're poisoning our children. These things are terribly, terribly dangerous. And the scientific studies and the animal studies have shown that this is not regular food. It's been altered. And, of course, they've changed God's plan for food and with terrible consequences down the line. And certainly in many animals, if they have a choice between eating genetically unmodified food and regular food, they're a lot smarter than people. The animals won't eat the genetically modified food. And with that as the background, Josie McDonald, thank you so very much for being with us. Josie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, fine. Well, tell us what's going on over there, because you have your finger on what's going on in Great Britain and in Europe, the things that we'll never hear in the United States because of the degree of control over the media.
Well, we're having a terrible time with the farmers, and I'm wondering now whether we can ever find scientists we can trust. Then we had the big outbreak of foot and mouth disease a few years ago. We were offered by the European Commission a million doses of vaccine, and that government said, oh, we don't want it.
In other words, there was a vaccine that they could have, you know, they wouldn't have had to kill all those cows. They wouldn't take the vaccine. And they killed, what, millions of cows?
Well, now we have a terrible outbreak in the south of England. There are two.
After yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Radio Liberty, and my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because we're going to have open lines because our regularly scheduled guest is unavailable. So we'd love to hear from you if you have something you'd like to talk about, because I've got absolutely nothing to talk about and nothing prepared. But we were simply talking about how the Iraqis were prepared to surrender before the attack, but our leaders did not want to surrender. They wanted a bloody and terrible war, and that's exactly what we've got now. Let me suggest you go back and read my January 2006 newsletter. You can find it on the Internet. That's January 2006 Radio Liberty Letter, page 3, at www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we'll give you the references. If you want the article out of the Washington Times that covers part of this, we'll be glad to get it for you. And in addition, of course, the latest news, which everybody is really excited about, is the fact that Saddam Hussein had offered to leave Iraq before we attacked. And he would have left and, of course, turned the country over to us. But that isn't what our leaders wanted. There really are people who cherish the idea of horror and brutality and the carnage of war. Well, let me read you from the Wikipedia article that I quoted. In late October of 2005, the son of Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Nahum, of the late president of the United Arab Emirates, stated that Saddam Hussein had, in fact, accepted the offer of exile in that country. Under the deal, Saddam and his family would have fled, been granted immunity from prosecution, and elections would have been held in Iraq within 6 months under the United Nations and Arab League auspices. However, according to the Sultan, the Arab League did not bring up the issue at their emergency summit, citing rules preventing interferences in the affairs of their member states, thus preventing it from being accepted. But anonymous officials in the UAE have confirmed that report. In other words, Saddam was ready to leave, and the pressure was obviously brought to bear because there were people in our government who did not want a peaceful solution. Now, this is very much a repetition of a story that Bob Woodward tells. And as I remember, it's in a book called Six Presidents. And it could be five or seven, but I think the title is Six Presidents. And it tells about a meeting that was held in 1990 in the Oval Office. And Bob Woodward talks about the people who were there. And as I remember, of course, it was the president, George Herbert Walker Bush. There was James Baker III. There was Prince Scowcroft and Colin Powell. And of course, James Baker III wanted to go into Iraq at that time, and of course Iraq had invaded Kuwait, and there was talk of America attacking, the forces, Saddam's forces in Kuwait. People don't remember, of course, that the United States had encouraged Saddam to attack Kuwait, and they don't remember that Saddam had gone to the American ambassador, a woman named April Gillespie, and said, how would the Americans feel about my attacking Kuwait? They're stealing our oil. There's an area between Kuwait and Iraq, and of course they're oblique drilling there. They're stealing our oil, and they won't stop. And the only thing I can do is use military force. How would the United States feel about that? And April Gillespie had told Saddam, for all intents and purposes, to go ahead. We didn't care anything about the relationships between Iraq and Kuwait. And if you want to verify what I'm saying, why, of course, the article appears in the Washington Post. We'd be glad to send you an article about it, going into the background of how we'd financed Saddam Hussein, how we'd provided him with the material to build his chemical and nuclear weapons, how we'd helped him when he was using poison gas against the Iranians, how we'd given him the material to build the chemical weapons that he used to kill over 100,000 Iraqis. It's all there in the article and from really many other sources. But anyway, of course, by this time in question, why, of course, Saddam has moved into Kuwait. And James Baker III, acquainted Bob Woodward, wanted, of course, to go directly over to see Saddam and tell him to get his troops out of Kuwait. And, of course, tell him that if he did not get his troops out of Kuwait, there'd be terrible consequences. And I believe it was Colin Powell that went along with that suggestion. And, of course, President George Herbert Walker Bush said, no, you cannot go. We have to have this war. We have to have this war. And as I read those words, I mean, what was he talking about? They're talking about 1990. We have to have this war, and how many people died? And we only lost 100 of our troops then. But, of course, the Iraqis lost somewhere between 70 and 80,000 when we trapped them. A column of retreating, and it was of no threat to America. They were trying to get home, and we blocked the column, and it's known as the Highway of Death. And then it was a turkey shoot. We went in there with our planes, and we strafed and bombed, and we slaughtered about 70 to 80,000 Iraqis. I mean, it was a terrible and inhumane thing to do, and if there were war crimes, trials, why? I mean, there'd be many of our military officers who would stand trial, but they were simply carrying out orders that had come from our own government. These people were really, they were trying to get home. They wanted to get home to their wives and to their children. And, of course, they had no way of getting off the Highway of Death. Americans never hear about that, but please go up on the Internet. Verify what I'm telling you. You can certainly Google in Highway of Death and read the story of what happened in Kuwait at that time. As the Iraqis were in wild retreat trying to get home, these are not hardened troops. These were people, you know, these were not the Republican Guard. These were the people who had been forced into service. The Republican Guard, we didn't go after. You know, we went after the recruits, the innocent people who, of course, had forced into service by Saddam Hussein. And we slaughtered 70,000 to 80,000. But the fact that most Americans have never heard that simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And then, of course, after that, of course, had we gone in and taken Saddam Hussein out at the time, and we could have our tanks and our columns had begun to move into Iraq, and then the order came from the White House, you will pull everything back. You will not go to Baghdad. You will not, depose Saddam Hussein. We left him in power for another 12 years from 1991 up until 2003 when we attacked. And you have to ask yourself why, but I would like to suggest that everything points out that there is a cosmic calendar, and I've talked to people involved in the occult who have told me that there is a cosmic calendar and that the people who involved with the beings from the other dimension have been told pretty well the timetable as things have been unfolding. And are they telling the truth? Well, I tend to think they are. We will never know, but I believe that there certainly are spiritual forces at work here that are intent upon dragging America into a terrible and perhaps even genocidal war with Iran. Well, I will tell you right now that everybody in Iran is frightened to death. They know the attack is coming, and there's nothing they can do about it. There's no way to protect their wives and their children. They're totally susceptible. They have no defense against the American Air Force that's going to be coming in against the cruise missiles and the Tomahawk missiles and the bombs that are going to be used to destroy their nuclear site. But I fear that an awful lot of civilians are going to lose their lives. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders saying, what's the justification for going in there and slaughtering the Iranians? They're not our enemy. Most Iranians don't want a war. Most Iranians traditionally have supported America. They don't even necessarily like the Ayatollahs. But the Ayatollahs are in power because your CIA brought them to power back in 1979. Remember, the American government toppled Premier Mossadegh, who was democratically elected by the Iranian people in 1953, and we arranged for him to be overthrown. And you can check this out on the Internet, and we'll send you articles. Certainly, Professor Quigley writes about this in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and how the CIA employed a man named Colonel Schwarzkopf, whose son, a generation later, Norman Schwarzkopf, led the American troops, of course, in their first Gulf War. But of course, it was Colonel Schwarzkopf who arranged for the overthrow of Premier Musedek in 1953, and then we brought the Shah of Iran to power. And the Shah of Iran, of course, was kept in power by a group called the secret police, the Shah's secret police, and they were a brutal and totalitarian and evil and violent and crass group of people who were trained by the American Central Intelligence Agency, and their job was to keep the Shah in power. And he was an autocratic ruler. In some ways, he did good things, but, of course, when you have a secret police like that, trained by the Central Intelligence Agency in terror and in torture, why, of course, he became very unpopular. And there were many, many people who certainly opposed the Shah simply because of the atrocities carried out by the Shah's secret police. And then in 1979, the American CIA arranged for the Shah's overthrow. When you read the story of what happened at that time, and, of course, how the American government insisted that the Shah released the political prisoners from jail, they blocked him from buying weapons anywhere, they had their agents over there undercutting him, and they were supporting the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was living in CIA, pardon me, in Paris. And then when, of course, the American ambassador went to see the Shah and said, "You will leave your country tomorrow. We ordered him to leave." He left, and of course, then we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power, and of course, to secure his control of the people, why, he simply took the CIA-controlled Shah's secret police, and now that we call them the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which has recently been branded as a terrorist organization by our intelligence agency and our elected legislature, was, of course, the Shah's secret police, trained by the CIA. And I would like to suggest nothing as it appears to be. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have nothing prepared. We would love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Geppetto turned a puppet into Pinocchio. Siegfried and Roy transformed lions into kitty cats. But I'll tell you how to turn a 60-pound human into a 2,700-pound elephant when we come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
There's nothing magic about turning a small child into the equivalent of a small elephant. It's tragic. And it doesn't happen on stage, but in your car. Here's how the trick works. Drive your car 30 miles an hour with your 60-pound child in the back seat without a seatbelt and have a sudden collision. The impact physics of that crash transforms a 60-pound child hitting the windshield into the force of a 2,700-pound elephant. So please, let your magic trick be sleight of hand. Buckle your child's seatbelt. I'm Bobby Lodges. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Lines in the afternoon here, so 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295, and we've got June calling from Monterey. Hi, June, how you doing? Oh, there we are. Hi, June, how you doing?
Good. My husband and I really enjoy your program, and he's ordered a couple of your books, which are great. Yesterday, we really enjoyed you talking with the doctor on the aspartame and all of these chemicals and that. And we're just wondering, with some of this old-fashioned wisdom that both of you had, is there anyone in this area that you can go to for personal advice when you know that the advice you're getting from current doctors is you're a guinea pig? Which are great. Yesterday, we really enjoyed talking with the doctor on the aspartame and all of these chemicals and that. And we're just wondering, with some of this old-fashioned wisdom that both of you had, is there anyone in this area that you can go to for personal advice when you know that the advice you're getting from current doctors is you're a guinea pig? Which are great. Yesterday, we really enjoyed talking with the doctor on the aspartame and all of these chemicals and that. And we're just wondering, with some of this old-fashioned wisdom that both of you had, is there anyone in this area that you can go to for personal advice when you know that the advice you're getting from current doctors is you're a guinea pig? Which are great. Yesterday, we really enjoyed talking with the doctor on the aspartame and all of these chemicals and that. And we're just wondering, with some of this old-fashioned wisdom that both of you had, is there anyone in this area that you can go to for personal advice when you know that the advice you're getting from current doctors is you're a guinea pig? Which are great. Yesterday, we really enjoyed talking with the doctor.
trimester of pregnancy, why would you give it to a six-month-old and an eight-month-old child and give it on a yearly basis when it's going to do the maximum amount of damage? And they know how toxic the mercury is because the CDC has statistics, and I've talked to Dr. Guile, who is the only person who's ever seen the CDC database, and believe me, even though we pay for money, they say it's secret, we can't let that out, you know, that's proprietary information. But there was a 27 times difference between the children who got the thimerosal-laden vaccines and those who didn't. There was very large series, 27 times more autism in the children who got the mercury-laden vaccines, and the CDC knows that. But they think that if they told the American people, we wouldn't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you something. We should not trust them because there's some evil and wicked people there.
Yeah, and these statin drugs, the older people, we've got a sister-in-law that now is in terrible pain, and they finally took her off statin drugs.
Well, that's a good thing. We have a great four-tape set on statin drugs and a great book on statin. Very straightforward, very simple, but it's accurate. I mean, most of this is just a total scam, and the only thing it's good for is the bottom line of the drug companies.
Yes.
And, Sydney, if you'd like to get that four-tape set or get the book or simply get her off of statin drugs, that's the first thing you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'll tell you what we're going to do, June. We're going to, of course, when we go to the break here, I'll put you in touch with the producer, and I'll get your number. And I do have the names of a couple of doctors who do bridge between, you know, regular medicine and alternative medicine, because you don't want to turn your back entirely on traditional medicine. There's a very definite place for it. I mean, some of the surgery that is done today in the heart and some of the surgery that's done orthopedically and so, I mean, these are just amazing procedures.
Yeah, my husband had a hip replacement. He's
had a wonderful procedure.
Yeah, it is. He's walking again. But, you know, as far as his immune system and nursing him back to health and all of that, we were really using a lot more alternative medicine on our own to do that rather than getting on, you know, all of these drugs. And
Have you read Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life? That is a must for anybody who really wants to know what's going on.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much.
All right, fine. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And
okay.
So you talk to Barbara there. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Okay.
1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back in just a moment.
This broadcast is available.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbim Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbim Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbim Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbim Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this?
there's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-229-7758. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we do not have anything prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd love to hear from you if you have something you'd like to talk about. But really, of course, what burdens me more than anything is the realization that in all probability we are going to war with Iran. And I think most people are more concerned about all the new serials that are going to begin coming onto television and, of course, what's happening with football than the fact that millions of people may die in Iran as a direct result of the crass indifference of the American people. And I talk to Christians who tell me that this somehow is a just war because these people are Muslims. And yet, of course, you look back, of course, 15 years, were you concerned about the Muslims? Were they a threat to America at that time? And I'd like to suggest they were not a threat to America, and they are not a threat to America now. In fact, the only real threat we have has been produced by this American Central Intelligence Agency that has been funding the radical Islamic movement since they began organizing it back in early 1980. Under the direction of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who, of course, is one of the consultants for David Rockefeller and the man who created the Trilateral Commission, which is truly the invisible government of the world. Well, of course, it was then, of course, today now, so many people will justify a war with Iran. Well, my goodness, they might build nuclear weapons, well, but then Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Why aren't we concerned about Pakistan? Certainly, Israel has nuclear weapons. Why aren't we concerned about Israel's nuclear weapons? India has built nuclear weapons and violated the terms of the international treaty on nuclear things, and we're not concerned about that. We're not concerned about China and Russia having nuclear weapons. We certainly don't to be concerned about North Korea having nuclear weapons, and North Korea has threatened to nuke Los Angeles and nuke the cities along the West Coast. Now, if you're living in the East, you're probably not worried about that, but I would hate to have cities along the West Coast nuked. But people say, well, you know, of course, our government knows what they're doing. No, they're very, very selective. Certainly, there's much more of a threat from Korea than there ever was from Iran. Iran is not foolish enough to want to attack the United States, and yet the North Koreans have threatened to attack the United States. And what have we done? Why, we've, of course, given them oil, and we've given them food, and we've allowed them to counterfeit our money. We're doing everything we can to keep the radical communist government in power in North Korea, and we have since going back to the time of the Korean War. And you only need, of course, to go back and read the book written by General MacArthur. It's called Reminiscences. And read it and find out that during the Korean War, when American boys were fighting and dying there in the frozen tundra of North Korea, why, the American Defense Department placed the 7th Fleet, the American 7th Fleet between Formosa and the mainland, between Taiwan and the mainland, not to protect Taiwan from the Chinese, but to protect the Chinese from the possible invasion from Taiwan. That released then a million-man communist army that was taken up through Mongolia and brought down in the north. the Korea to kill our boys. Now, why would we do something like that? And then, of course, read on. And we, Chris, I believe we have most of these quoted in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But if you want, why, we can send you the pages out of MacArthur's book. It quotes General Lin Piao, who headed the Chinese army that killed so many American boys, as saying, "I would never have risked my men and my reputation and attacked the American forces if it had been guaranteed that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking action against me." And we have funded the North Koreans ever since then, indirectly, and just exactly as we are funding. And we funded Robert Mugabe, who is the brutal communist dictator who rules Rhodesia today and is oppressing the people, just as we have funded the people in Russia since the very inception of communism. And if you have not yet read my pamphlet, it's entitled The Communist Capitalist Alliance. That's the Communist Capitalist Alliance. You need to get it. It's inexpensive. You can get large numbers of them at a very low cost. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to let people understand that we've been funding communism since its inception, creating the best enemy money could buy. And if you wanted to get that little pamphlet, I telephone number 1-888-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The pamphlet, and it's, I think, four of my newsletters, The Communist Capitalist Alliance. We funded communism just exactly the same way we are funding the Taliban in Afghanistan today, who are killing our boys, in the same manner that we funded and gave the weapons to the Sunnis, who are killing our boys in Iraq. And remember, of course, when General Petraeus was the commander, of the Iraqi forces in training there in Iraq in 2003 and 2004, and over 190,000 weapons, 190,000 automatic weapons and pistols disappeared, and most of those ended up in the hands of the people who are killing the American boys today in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Should the Bush administration attack...
No, just go ahead and speak a little louder, please.
If the Bush administration attacks Iran with bombs and so forth, does Iran have the ability to shut off the Straits of Hormuz, which would shut off Saudi oil production and their shipments to Europe and the USA?
I think, remember, we get very, very little of our oil from Saudi Arabia and from that part of the world. Most of our oil comes from Canada, from Mexico, from Venezuela and Nicaragua. I think we get perhaps 10% of our oil. But certainly, Iran does have the ability to at least wreak havoc there with certain of the port facilities. And there could be some very, very serious consequences. Our military planners are planning on a six-day war. But then, of course, there are many people who said, talking about the Korean War, our boys will be home by Christmas. They just never said which Christmas. And when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end up. And I would hope and pray that if we are foolish enough to start the war, that would be over in 6 days. But I'm not certain it's going to be. And I believe that if we kill a lot of Iranians, they're going to try to kill a lot of Americans. Now, I know that's not very sportsmanlike on their part. I mean, they should simply allow us to kill their people, and they should just take that, and without reprisal. But there's some people who believe in an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And there are 1.25 billion Muslims out there. And more of them are coming to hate Americans every day. And if we attack Iran, maybe they don't necessarily like the Shia form of the Muslim faith, but many of them are going to say we may be next. And if we attack Iran, we could very well see the overthrow of the existing government in Pakistan and in Turkey and in Saudi Arabia and in Dubai and in Egypt. And we could open up a can of worms. We could be bogged down for the next 20 to 50 years in a war in that area, which will bankrupt America both financially and certainly and morally. And my concern is, yes, in answer to your question, yes, I think the Iranians could certainly disrupt the flow of oil through the Straits of Hormuz and They have a number of very small, very fast boats with armed with some very destructive weapons, and they might lose 50 or 75 of them, but one of those might get through and take out an American cruiser or an American aircraft carrier, and then what would happen? So, I think that you never want to start a war because you never know how it's going to end. Anything else, Dave?
Oh, wow. As I understand it, in the Cold War, the Soviets had like sleeper cells in the U.S. that should they have to, they'd blow up, dynamite bridges and other nasty things.
Well, of course, Dave, you see, you're thinking like you're supposed to think. We have financed communism since its inception. Every communist cell in the United States was infiltrated by the FBI or one of our other intelligence agencies. The entire communist movement here in the United States was funded by the large tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford. And this is always the way that it was, just exactly as they had infiltrated all the Aryan Brotherhood organizations and these various Christian identity movements and the mafia. They were all infiltrated, and it's simply the terrorist movement that all of these terrorist cells that were operating, Muslim terrorist cells operating in this country before even the first attack on the World Trade Center back in 1993, they were all infiltrated by government agents. We have a wonderful video. It's called Jihad in America. It shows a film footage shot in 1988 where, his name was Azam. He was the man who formed Al-Qaeda. He was talking in Oklahoma City, and he was actually talking about the revolution here in America. It was being funded, a film, I'm sure, by the CIA. They had pictures of the terrorist training camps in upstate New York in 1989. They had infiltrated the entire terrorist organization, but they can't tell the American people that. They can't tell the American people that they knew about the attack on the World Trade Center, and they had a man there who was going to build a bomb that wouldn't go off, and they fired him. His name was Salem. We've got the article out of the New York Times where he told this story. And, of course, they wanted this sort of thing to happen. This is the tragedy. You've got to have an enemy. You've got to rally the people against those wicked Muslim terrorists who threaten us. And yet, of course, all of the organizations were infiltrated. The blind Sikh, Rahman, Abdul Rahman, or... anyway, he was the blind Sikh. He was brought to this country by the CIA. That's covered in a book called Unholy Wars by James Cooley, written in 1999. We brought these radicals into the United States. We even allowed al-Zawahiri, the number two man from al-Qaeda, to come to the United States in 1995 and to travel through this country, making contacts and collecting money for al-Qaeda. Why would you do something like that when this man's wanted for murder in Egypt? These are the stories you're never going to hear. And so, believe me, of course, if there were any communist cells in the United States during the Cold War, you can be sure they were infiltrated by the FBI.
Okay, that's all I had.
Okay, fine. Anything else?
No, that's okay.
All right, fine. Thanks very much. Let's go to Rick, who's calling from Texas. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Have you seen what the dollar's done today?
Well, I saw what gold and silver did. Tell me what the dollar did today.
It's below even 78.
It is. Well, I knew something big had to be out there when I saw that the gold had closed at 745 or 744, and apparently it even closed someplace at $750 an ounce. So, obviously, when gold and silver start to run, why the dollar is losing its value. And, of course, what people don't understand is this is part of the plan to steal from the American people the value of everything they've worked their whole lives for, their pensions, their insurance companies, their bonds, their annuities, their bank deposits, their CDs. And people don't understand that you may have $1,000 or $1 million in the bank, but it may only buy you a loaf of bread, and it might not even buy you that before long.
Well, I've got access to a brokerage ticker, and it shows the high and the low of the day, and it was down. It was down like half a point in one day.
You're talking about the dollar now.
Yeah.
Down, of course, it was at 78, and now it got below 78.
Yeah, well, last time I saw it, it was way below 78. It's like around 77, even less than 77.50.
I think the average American, Rick, doesn't understand the implications of what's happening. You're seeing the collapse of the American monetary system, and that's what my last couple of newsletters are. Certainly, we just mailed a newsletter today. We'll have another one ready to go in a few days. That's the July newsletter. Everybody should read. And, of course, the August newsletter will be available in a few days. It'll be posted on the Internet. And the September newsletter is a real, real corker. But I share your concern, and thank you for letting me know. But certainly we've already mentioned earlier that gold is screaming up. Silver was up 25 cents an ounce today. I haven't seen anything like this in about a year and a half. And the fact that last time we saw it before that was back in 1980 or 79 when gold and silver went through the roof. But basically they reflect the fact that our dollar is collapsing. And they're stealing the value of the current, of the life savings of most Americans.
Do you think they're doing it on purpose?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole plan is to impoverish the American people. That's the plan that's laid out in the Earth Charter, Point 10A. And if you haven't read the 10A, the Earth Charter, go up on the Internet and get it, or give us a call and we'll be glad to get a copy of it for you. Written by three of the most powerful occultists in the world today. And as one of them is a man named Mikhail Gorbachev, Marie Strong, and Stephen Rockefeller. The Earth Charter is the master plan, what they refer to as the new Ten Commandments for the world. And it calls for equitable distribution of wealth between nations and within nations and between nations. How are you going to get an equitable distribution of wealth between nations? You're going to have to impoverish the American people. Sure, they know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know until they're living in abject poverty.
Have you actually met any of these people? You're kind of a bigwig out there in California, right? I mean, you ran for the governor one?
No, I didn't run for governor. I ran for Congress a couple of times. I've met some of these people. I've talked to them.
Not
the Rockefellers at all. I'm not in that sort of a category. But I've read talked to a lot of people who've been involved in the occult. I've talked to a lot of ambassadors and generals and things like that. But most of those were pretty good people.
Really?
Yep. But of course,
what people like David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski were like. If you could actually sense the evil on them.
Well, I don't know. I've never met either one of them, but I will tell you that they are both very, very evil people.
Yeah.
And just look in Brzezinski's eyes when you see a picture of him. And I'll tell you that this man knows exactly what he's doing. And, of course, he works with David Rockefeller and the liberals. And, of course, Kissinger works with Republicans. But they're both members of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. And it really doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat because at the top, both parties are controlled by the same people.
Well, isn't it weird how David Rockefeller was born in 1915, right around the time the Federal Reserve was enacted?
But I don't think he had much to do with it. He was pretty young at the time. Anyway, we're out of time. But thanks so much for calling, Rick, and we'll look forward to talking to you later.
But his whole lifespan has spanned this degeneration of America. That's just what's weird about it.
Well, of course, he is one of the major architects of the destruction of freedom in America. Thanks very much for calling. That was Rick from Texas, and we'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit
You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis Network Read After Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including Tetra Silver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar Rife Type Technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the Nutramedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Well, we enjoy open lines. I hope you do as well. And we just were talking to Robert from Monterey, talking about the drug war. And there's no war on drugs. We have a war on drugs. And of course, we got more drugs than ever. We have a war on poverty, and we got more poverty. We have a war on cancer. Cancer's exploded. We have a war on terrorism. We got more terrorism worldwide than we ever had before. Now, when you see all of these things and you ask yourself, are we really trying to stop drugs and cancer and terrorism and poverty? And the answer is no. Every one of them is being used. If you'd like to know about the war on drugs, let me suggest one book we have. It's called Into the Buzzsaw. At least one of the essays there is written by Gary Webb, who actually was a prize-winning Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the San Jose Mercury, who went into the drugs that were being used in the United States, who were being smuggled in with the full help and support of the Central Intelligence Agency. Well, of course, the CIA went after him, and they got him fired. He couldn't get a job anyplace, and he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. But we do have the book with his essay. It's called Into the Buzzsaw. We have the book The Drugging America. We have the book Defrauding America. And a four-tape set, I believe, there's six interviews there with various people about going to the background of the war on drugs, and there isn't a war on drugs, ladies and gentlemen. We also carry the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Monica Jensen Stevenson, who used to work for 60 Minutes. And really, she wrote a wonderful book. It was suppressed here in the United States. She moved to Canada, got the rights to the book back again, had it published up there, and somebody bought up the publisher and accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of Kiss the Boys Goodbye. But we do have the book. We bought a lot of them used, and so you can get them in hardback or paperback from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, because Monica talks about how the Vietnam War was certainly far more about smuggling drugs into America than ever about defeating the communists, because we didn't defeat the communists. We let the communists win. In fact, we funded the communists all during the war. We were funding the Russians. We were funding the North Vietnamese. We were funding the Viet Cong. We were killing our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. And if you want a verification of that, let me suggest my pamphlet. It's called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, and you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a couple of great four tape sets. Each one contains an interview with Monica Jensen Stevenson, another aspect of her book, either the first or the second book. The second one was Spite House. Of course, they silenced that by suing the publishers so that book could never be distributed in America, and all copies were destroyed by the publisher. That is a book, of course, called called Spite House. We even have that available. So what we hope many of you want to do is get our four-tape set, Is There a War on Drugs?, Into the Buzzsaw, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, Drugging America, Defrauding America, and then, of course, Spite House. So we do have copies of that, and we have two four-tape sets. One is The Men That We Left Behind, and the other is One Man Returned. Could the things we're telling you really be true? Well, of course, you have access to the Internet. You can check some of them things up there. Remember, there's a lot of lies on the Internet, but there's truth there as well. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can pull down our newsletters, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day on our feed to Telstar 5, where you can watch many of our videos, and they're free. We do hope many of you, of course, join the Radio Liberty family and help us. Don't forget about our all-day seminar on the 28th of October. That's the 20th of October, right here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. We're going to serve lunch, going to have a great time, bringing speakers from across the country. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection.
Are you
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you..."
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU Band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770.